Today's shiur is Daf Pei Tes, and we're going to begin on Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis, about 15 lines from the bottom. V'amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, continuing the sugya regarding Kabbalah Satorah. B'shosh Ola Moshe L'morim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to receive the Torah, Amr Malachi Asheras Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mali Lod Ish Beneinu, how could somebody who is born of a woman, a mere human being, Mali Lod Ish Beneinu, to be amongst us? Amr Lahem, so he told them, L'kabel Torah Ba, he came to receive the Torah. And the way to call Yaakov, explains the Gemara, the question was even deeper, because the Medrash says that La'asa Lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be sitting on his throne, Kav Yochel, then Klal Yisrael will be sitting right in front of Hashem, and behind Klal Yisrael will be sitting the Malachim. And the Malachim are asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'ali Yulot Isha Beinenu, how is there a person, a mere mortal, Beinenu, sitting between us and you? How could they be higher than us? How could they be more important than us? So Amar Lahem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say to Malachim, L'kabel Torah Ba, he's coming to receive the Torah. Amar Lefanim, so they say to him, Chem de Genuza, this treasure Torah, Shegenuza Lecha, that was stored by you as a treasure for 974 generations before the world was created. Because, as Rashi explains, the Torah was supposed to be given to us at the end of 1,000 generations. As the Pasuk in Tehillim says, David Tziva L'Elef Dor. He was supposed to give us the Torah after 1,000 generations. However, there were only 26 generations from Adam HaRishon until Moshe. So the Torah was in the world 974 other generations before even human was created. Ve'ata mevakish litna bas v'dam, and now you want to give this Torah to me of flesh and blood. Ma enosh kisifkarena uven adam kisifkadena. What is a person that you should remember him, and a son of man that you should recall him? And it's interesting, the Mashah points out that this pasuk is used elsewhere to teach us, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, that the Malachim said to Kadosh Baruch Hu that a person shouldn't be created. So what is the pasuk teaching us? That the Malachim said that people shouldn't be created? Or is the Pasuk saying that the Malachim said that people shouldn't get the Torah? So Mashah says, both are included in the Pasuk. Ma'enish Kisiskerenu refers to what a person, to what the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the person Ma'enish, why are you creating this person? Uven Adam Kisifkadeno is referring to the fact that he says to that the Malachim say to Hashem, now that you did create him, how do you give him this holy Torah? Hashem Adonainu, Hashem our master, Ma'adish Shimcha Ba'aretz, how grand will you be named on the world? Asher Tanahoitcha L'Shamayim, it's rather that you should put your glory in Shamayim. So the Chasam Sofer explains this Gemara. We have to understand Pshat in the Gemara. What are the Malachim asking for the Torah to be in Shamayim? So the Chasam Sofer says, of course the Malachim realized that Torah in Pasha Pshat belongs on this world. But what the Malachim was saying to Hashem, that is that the Torah, the main part of the Torah is the Pnimius of Torah, the secret parts of Torah, the depths of the Torah that we don't even see or understand, which Malachim, who are obviously more Ruchniistic than us, have more of a connection to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, to which they said, Tana Hoitcha. So Mefarshim explained that Hoitcha means the inner beauty of something. Tana Hoitcha, the main part of Torah, is the inner beauty. And since the main part of Torah is the inner beauty, it belongs in Shemayim. And it's interesting, before we go further, the Chedusha Harim says that this is the, because of this conversation between the Malachim and Hashem, at which the Malachim claimed that they don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and Moshe had to respond, as we're about to learn. So Torah was given through Machlokes. That is the reason what the issue of Kabbalah HaTorah is not mentioned in Hallel. Because when we speak about all the wonderful things HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, we don't mention Torah, because something that came through Machlokes is not mentioned in Hallel. Continues the Gemara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Hachslan Tshuva, give them an answer. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, Rabbeinu Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishyori Ani, Shem Yisrafuni Behevel Shrafiyim, I'm concerned that they shouldn't burn me up with the breath in their mouths. Amalai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Achoyz B'kisei HaKovid, hold on to my throne, V'chazolan Tshuva, and give them an answer. So the Sfarim explain that what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe? He was telling Moshe there are two elements that exist in Klal Yisrael that are greater, that we, Klal Yisrael, have, human beings have, that Malachim don't have. One is that we are able to do tshuva. And Gedoy L'tshuva, the Gemara says, tshuva is so great, Shemagas at Kisei HaKovid, it reaches the Holy Throne of Hashem. And the other thing that we have is young children that sit and learn Torah, and they're innocent. They never did an Avera. They just spend their lives doing learning Torah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe. Achoyz B'Kisei Kvoidi, Hachzalan Tshuva, tell the Malachim, you people are greater, because Hachzal and Tshuva, because you have the ability to do Tshuva, Achoyz B'Kisei Kvoidi, which when a person does Tshuva, G'doy L'Tshuva, Shemagas at Kisei HaKovid. And your concern of Yisrafuni Behevel PM, that the Malachim could burn you up with the breath of the mouths, you have nothing to worry about, because you have children who have pure breath that never did any Avera. And that's why the Pasuk says, Mipi Oilim V'yonkim, from the mouths of children, Yisadat Ha'oiz, Torah is considered Oiz. Because of the mouth, because of the breath of children, we were Zoicha to Yisadat Hem Oiz, to be received Torah, which is considered Oiz. So it continues the Gemara. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, in Eoif, Me'achaz B'kisei Parshas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to grasp the face of the throne, all of Anono, and above him he spreads a cloud. V'amirav Nochem, Melamed Shapirei Shakai Meziv Shechinosoi, the Pasuk is teaching us HaKadosh Baruch Hu spread some of the Shechina, V'anonoi, and his cloud, all of Moshe Rabbeinu. Amalafonov. So, Moshe said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Torah Shato Noisonly, the Torah that you are giving me, Mak Sibba, what does it say in that Torah? Anoch Hashem Alakecha, Asher Tzaysicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu who took you out of Mitzrayim. Omlem, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Malachim, Le Mitzrayim, you out of them? Did you go down to Mitzrayim? Le Paroi Shtabatem, were you slaves to Paroi? Torah Lomitei Lechem, why do you deserve the Torah? And the Sefer Avodas Yisrael brings down from the Arizal a very sharp word. It says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, it was He Himself who had to take us out from Mitzrayim, not the Malachim. Why not? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned that Mitzrayim was so tameh that even a Malach cannot survive Mitzrayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Malachim, Mitzrayim, you're out of them? Did you go down to Mitzrayim? You couldn't have made it in Mitzrayim. But we, Klal Yisrael, we were so great, of course, with Siyata Deshmaya, that we were able to survive even in Mitzrayim. Shumak Siba. What does it say there further? Lo yilcha alehem acherim. You should not serve other gods. Ben atem atem shruyim, sha'ovdim, avodas galulim. Do you live amongst the goyim that serve avodah zarah? Shumak Siba. What else does it say there? Zocha Hashem Shabbos l'katshoi. That we shouldn't do work on Shabbos. Klumat ha'oisim alocha. Do you do work? Shatam tzrichim shvus. That you need to rest from it. Shumak Siba. What else does it say there? Lo sisa. That you should not swear in Hashem's name falsely. Is the question, Masa mata yeshmechem? Do you do business? That, as in those times, and even in our times, it was common that when people do business and they have to swear to each other. Shumak Siba. Kabris avich vasemecha. Somebody should honor his father and mother. Is av em yeshmechem? Do you have a father or mother? Shumak Siba. What else does it say there? Like sirtzach, don't murder. Like sinav, don't do adultery. Like signav, don't steal. Kine yeshbechem, is there envy among you? So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks that we find in the Gemara that there was kina from the, he quotes a Rashi, from the Malachim to people, because the Malachim, because it says when Yaakov Avinu was resting, when he had that famous dream, so the Malachim saw him, and they remembered that his face is the face of that's on the Kisei HaKavod, and they immediately were jealous of him. So we see that they do have kina. So the Mefarshim answer: there is kina from Malachim to human beings. Klum yesh kina beinechem. Is there any kina from one malach to another malach, as there is unfortunately jealousy between people? Yesh yetzahara yesh bechem. Is there a yetzahara amongst you that entices you to do avera? Miyad hodu lo l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. They immediately admitted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu shenema Hashem Adonai mo'ad shimcha. How great is your name, Hashem? However, it doesn't say anymore that they requested Hashem should leave his glory in Shemayim. Immediately, every one of the angels became a friend of Moshe Rabbeinu, and gave him a gift. The pasuk says regarding Moshe, you went up to Shemayim Moshe Shavi so Shavi, you captured a captive, lekach matanas b'adam, you took gifts for men. B'schash shekarcha adam lekach matanas, because they insulted you and they called you a man and they said because you're only a man you don't deserve the Torah, and then you were able to prevail, lekach matanas, you were able to get gifts. Says the Gemara, even the Malach HaMavis gave him something. Shenemar, v'yitein es ha-katoiris, he gave him the katoiris, v'yachap al-am, and he was able to have a kapara. V'omar, and the pasuk says, v'yoyim ha-berachayim v'yemesim, by the parish of Korach, when Korach rebelled against Moshe, and then there was a plague amongst Klal Yisrael, what was able to stop the plague? The katoiris. And Elav the Amalei, had the Malach HaMavis not told Moshe Rabbeinu about this Eitzah, this advice of using Torah to stop it, Mihaviyoda would have ever known. The fact that the Malach HaMavis told him about this when he was up in Shemayim, that's why he was able to get the Torah. So Mefarshim explained what happened here. The pasuk is saying that because Moshe Rabbeinu was called an Adam, that's why he got a gift. So Mefarshim explained that what the Malachim realized is that it's a lot more difficult, and the Chafetz Chaim says this, that it's a lot more difficult for a human being to who has a Yetzahara and has to spend his life with other people who aren't always of the highest Madrega, and still he serves Hashem, they realized the value of the avoid of an Adam, and because they realized that that is really a challenge that we human beings overcome, that's why we are worthy of Matanis. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach makes a point. He says that from here we see that when people have a machloikis, when people have a disagreement, if the disagreement is l'shem shemayim, if the disagreement is just to come to the truth, so at the end they should become friends. That's the proof of the point of the disagreement. If the disagreement is just to fight, so they would remain enemies even after the disagreement. But if the whole point of disagreement is just to come to the truth, then on the contrary, after the disagreement, we should certainly become friends. And that's why he says the halacha is that you're supposed to respect the Talmud Chacham, even if the Talmud Chacham tells you that you did something wrong. Because the Talmud Chacham's point is chas v'shalom not to fight. The purpose of the Talmud Chacham is just to teach you the right way. From here we see the Gemara that we just ended, the tremendous power the Ketores has, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Baal HaTanya, writes in a letter that a person who is sick or a person who's in a tzara should be careful to say the Ketores every day. That, as we learn now, that's a skula for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us. The Imre Emes says that through saying Ketores, a person can come to do tshuva, and if a person comes to do tshuva, that will save him from all problems. Now, there's an obvious question that many Mefarshim ask. The Mefarshim ask that there is a halacha, a bar mitzvah. The halacha of bar mitzvah is that if two people are neighbors, and one neighbor wants to sell his property, this is what we know as right of first refusal. The neighbor, if I want to sell my property, if my neighbor is willing to take the property at the price that anybody else is willing, he has first rights to receive it. So the Malachim, many Sfarim ask, had a fine taina, because they were bar mitzvah. The Torah was in Shemayim first. And if the Torah was in Shemayim first, they have first right of refusal. Says the Gemara, so many Mefarshim say that in our Gemara, or in the Gemaras that we've been learning, we have the answer. Because one of the halachas of a bar mitzvah is that if it's only relevant if I want to sell the property. So my neighbor has first rights on the property I want to sell. But let's say I want to give away the property as a gift. So then the neighbor has no first rights. I want to give a gift to whomever I want to give a gift. Another halacha in bar mitzvah is that a partner has first rights, has previous rights over a neighbor. If I have a partner in the property, even though he's not the neighbor, he has first rights over the property. So Mefarshim explain. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah as a gift. Number two, we became partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How did we become partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because as we learned this week, we already received some mitzvahs in Morah. Morah, we received three mitzvahs. Shabbos, Dinim, and Kibra Ve'ein. Now, the Gemara says the Kol Dayan Shadon Din Emes Lamitoi, any Dayan that judges a Din properly, Nasa Shutuf La Kodesh Baruch Hu Masa Bereshis, becomes a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shutuf, becomes a Kodesh Baruch Hu's partner. Shabbos, the halacha is that somebody, the Gemara says, the Kol Mispal Be'erev Shabbos, whoever davens on Erev Shabbos, V'oimer V'yichulu, and after davening Friday night, we all say V'yichulu, Ma'al Olav HaKosov Kilo Nasa Shutuf LaKadosh Baruch Hu Masa Bereshis. He too is considered a Shutuf LaKadosh Baruch Hu. And V'kibar Ov V'ein, the pasuk says, the Gemara says that Masechta Kedushin, Shlosha Shutfim Heim Ba'Adam, the three partners in a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ov Eim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his father and his mother. So it's now it's very good. Now we understand, firstly, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us some mitzvahs already in Morah. Couldn't he have given us all the mitzvahs together at Har Sinai? But no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us some mitzvahs by Morah because he wanted us to become his Shutfim. And once we're Shutfim, the Malachim cannot claim by Metzra. And the Mefarshim explained, that's what we say in the Zmiris and Shabbos. Tnu Shevach Veshira, let us give a Shevach Veshira, Lekeil to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Shabbos Bara, that created the Shabbos. Because since he created the Shabbos, that's how we became the Shutfim, the partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lonu boy nosan Torah, on that day he gave us the Torah. Kara l'Moshe Matana, he called it Torah Matana. So what are we saying? That because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah as a Matana, that's when we deserve the Torah. And Tnu Shevach V'Shira, we have to specially praise Hashem. And that's now we understand why the Torah was dafka given on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is when we become Shutfim LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maaseh Bereishis. And the fact that we became Shutfim is what prevented the Malachim from having a taina to prevent us from receiving the Torah from Bar Metzra. One more reason they give is that, which is really what it seems to be saying in the Gemara, that a Bar Metzra, we said, the neighbor only has rights if he's offering more than the buyer. Said Moshe Rabbeinu to the Malachim, Klal Yisrael is offering more than you are, because you are only able to do Pnimius HaTorah, as we explained earlier. You're not able to actually do the Torah, but Klal Yisrael able both to do Pnimius HaTorah, we're able to learn Torah and try to understand the Torah, and we're also able to actually observe the mitzvahs. So the buyer is offering more than the neighbor. If the buyer is offering more than the neighbor, then we deserve the Torah, because the rule of Bar Metzra does not apply. Continues the Gemara. V'amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. B'shar shiyad Moshe l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ba satan v'am lefonav. The satan came to him, and he said to him, Ribbono shel Olam, Torah heifen hi, where is the Torah? Amaloi, so Hashem said to him, Nesatil arts, I gave it to the earth. So Tosfos right away asks, we know that the whole world, that there were, by Kabbalah Satorah, the whole world knew about Kabbalah Satorah. So how could he not know about Kabbalah Satorah? So he answers that the Torah was that when the Torah was given, HaKadosh Baruch Hu purposely did it in a way that the Yetzer Hara, that the Malach HaMavis, should not be aware of it, and therefore he should not be able to start up with Klal Yisrael. And from here the Poskim, interestingly enough, make an observation that whenever there's a issue of giving Torah, a Chanukah Sabayis of a yeshiva, maybe it should be done in a not so ostentatious fashion, not to get the Yetzer Hara, not to get the Malach HaMavis thinking about it. Continues the Gemara. Amalai Torah Hefinis. The Malach HaMavis says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, where is the Torah? Amalai Elokim Heven Darka. No, Nesatil Eretz. He gave it to the earth. Halachetz Eretz, so he went to the earth. Amalai Torah Hefinis. Where is the Torah? Amalai Elohim Heven Darka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows its path. He knows its place. Halachetz Yom V'amalai Eini Modi. He went to the sea and he said, it's not with me. Halachetz Tohoim. He went to the depths of the river, depths, the Gehenim. Amalei Ein Bi, it's not with me. Shnemar Tohama Tohaim Omer, the depths said, Loi Bihi, it's not with me. V'yom Omer, and the sea says, Ein Imodi. Avodim V'moves Omru, destruction and death, which means Gehenim. B'zmenu Shmanu Shema, where our ears we heard its report, we heard it was given to the earth, but it's not by us. So he went to Kodesh Baruch Hu and said, Ribbono shel Olam, Chipastia b'kol ha'aretz, I looked for the Torah in the whole world, v'lo matzitzi, and I couldn't find it. Amalam leich etzel ben Amram, go to the son of Amram, who's Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Mashal says, why was he called Ben Amram. Why don't we just call him Moshe Rabbeinu as we always do? So Mashiach says because Amram was one of the people that left this world only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed death on the world, not because he did any averis. So what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling the Satan was there are people that you can't prevail over, like Amram. So he went to Moshe. The Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, where is it? Who am I that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give me the Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Moshe Badaata, are you a liar? Of course I gave you the Torah. How do you say that you didn't receive the Torah? So Moshe said to Ribbono Shel Olam, Chem de Gnuzi Yesh Lecha, you have this wonderful treasure, Shehata Mishtashei Bechol Vayoyim, that you delight with every day. Ani Achzik Toiv LeMatzmi, shall I flatter myself that you gave the Torah to me? And the Mefarshim explain, what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is, yes, maybe you gave me the Torah, but I am certainly not a person that understands the Torah and is worthy of the Torah. Since you diminished yourself in the receiving of the Torah, Tikral Shmecha, it will be called by your name. Shnema Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. And the Maral explains that even though what was the conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe here, what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that a person who's a boss of a dom is not worthy of receiving the Torah. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, that if a person is an honor, if a person is humble, he can be worthy of receiving this wonderful Torah. V'amar Rav Shimon Levi, B'shosh Olam Moshe L'maro Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Moshe went up to Shemayim. Matzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shai Kosher K'sarim L'Oisius. He was putting crowns on top of the letters of the Torah. Because as we know, that over certain letters, the letters Shatnez Gaz, Shin, Ayin, Tes, Nun, Zayin, Gimel, and Tzadik, there are crowns that look like a shin. One to the right, one to the left, and one up the middle. And the Kodesh Baruch, Moshe found that Kodesh Baruch himself was putting on crowns on these letters. Amalei Moshe, Ein Shalom, Me'ircha. So Kodesh Baruch said to Moshe, is there no greeting in your town? Why don't you greet me? You didn't say anything when you met me. Amalei, is there a servant who greets his master? It's not proper that I greet you first. You should have at least offered me support. You should have said that what you're doing is successful. And the way Rashi explains, Hashem was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, you should have davened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help his people to overcome the Yetzer Hara and be able to observe the Torah, because we all need tremendous siyata d'shmaya to be able to succeed in doing Hashem's mitzvahs. Other mefarshim explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was simply teaching Moshe proper protocol, that when one person meets another person, he should greet him. Immediately Moshe said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Va'achta Yigdal no koyach Hashem kasher dibarta. May the strength of Hashem be magnified as you spoke." V'amru Shimon Levi, may the ksiv. V'yara om kaboshim Moshe. The nation saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was delayed from coming down. Al tikri boshesh. Do not say delayed. El boshesh. Say that the sixth hour came. Explains the Gemara. B'shosh ol Moshe Moran. When Moshe Rabbeinu was going up to Shemayim, Om Lam Lo Yisrael, he told Klal Yisrael, L'psoif Aboam Yoim, at the end of 40 days, B'tchil Hashesh Aniba, at the sixth hour, I will come. L'psoif Aboam Yoim, at the end of 40 days, Bas Satan V'irvev Sa'olam, the Satan came and put the world into confusion. Amalahem, Moshe Abchem Hechuhu, where is Moshe Rabbeinu? Amalam Olalamar, he went to Shemayim. Amalam Baashesh. So, they said to him, the sixth hour came, because it looks, the sixth hour passed. V'loj Gichlo, they did not pay attention to him. Mace, so the Satan said to them, he died. V'loj Gichlohem, they still didn't pay attention. Halam the Musmi Tasai, but then he showed them the coffin as if Moshe Rabbeinu was dying. Behind the Carmel Aaron, and that's what they said to Aaron, Kizet Moshe Ish, this person Moshe, who said who will go for us, we do not know what came of him. So what happened was, as Rashi explains, originally Moshe Rabbeinu told them that he's going to come down in 40 days. What Moshe Rabbeinu meant when he said he's going to come down after 40 days was not including the day that he went up. Because the day he went up, he did not go the night before. And as we've been speaking, in our calendar, the day begins the night before. And Moshe meant 40 complete days. They got confused and they thought that first day is included. That's why they were off by a day and the Satan was able to confuse them. Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musar makes a very interesting observation. We know that the way the Satan normally operates is that he first tells a person to do a small Avera, then another Avera, then another Avera. What we find over here is that the Satan right away got them to do the worst Avera, Avodah Zarah. There was no gradual descent. So he says, yes, normally the way it works is that it goes from one Avera to another Avera. But when a person is put into a situation of confusion, when a person, as the Gemara says, Bar Satan v'irvev, he completely confuses us, he puts us into a situation of despair, that even a person who is on the highest Madrega, Klal Yisrael and Har Sinai, who received the Torah, he could get them to the lowest Madrega of doing Avodah Zarah. Amay hume banal Rav Kahana. One of the banal said to Kahana, Mishmi loch ma Har Sinai, have you heard what is the meaning of Har Sinai? Amay, Hash nasu b'nisim Yisrael. It's the mountain where Nisim happened to Klal Yisrael. So then he asks, Har Nisoi mi boilei? So Shimon called Har Nisoi. El Har Shinasa Simon Tov Lisrael. It's the mountain where good Simon happened to Klal Yisrael. So then Har Simoni mi boilei? Should it be called Har Simoni? Amlei. So he told Rav Kahana, My tam la shchich kamei rapapa Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua. You should have gone to learn by rapapa Rav Huna b'reid Yeshua. The me'anim got it today. No, I got it and they could have answered your question. The v'chiz of Rav b'reid Rav Huna d'ami tavayu. My Har Sinai, why is it called Har Sinai? Har Shiyod the Sinai the Kacham Malav. It's the mountain where HaKadosh Baruch Hu began to hate the Ovdei Avodah Zarah because they refused to receive the Torah. Behind the Amr Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, Har Chamish Shemesh, other Mepharshim, before we go further, say just the opposite. It's the place where the Goyim started to hate us. When we received the Torah, that's when the Goyim started to hate us. That's how the Ein Yaakov explains the Gemara. And the Mepharshim say that's, the Beis Halevi explains that's Pshat in the Pasuk in the Gemara in Shir Hashirim that says, Ki Tovim Dodayach Miyayin. Klai Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu says that we love you more than Yayin. Yayin is 70. We love you more than the 70 nations. And we were willing to accept anti-Semitism for the price of loving you and receiving the Torah. Other Mepharshim say that this is the reason why we spoke yesterday. Klal Yisrael did not want to take the Torah Shebal Peh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force them to take the Torah Shebal Peh. They only wanted the Torah Shebiksav because the Torah Shebal Peh is what the Malach is what the Goyim particularly hate. And that's why they thought that maybe they shouldn't take Torah Shebal Peh and avoid this sinah. So the Gemara says, "V'hanu d'amar Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina, chamesh shem shesh loy. Har Sinai has five names: Midbat Sin, Shnitzdav Yisrael Lov. It's called Midbat Sin because that's what Klal Yisrael were commanded to observe the Torah. Midbat Kodesh, holy. Shnitzkach Yisrael Lov. That's what became holy. Midbat Kedmas, Shnitna Keduma Lov. That something that was here from before the world, as we started to share, the Torah was here from before the world was created. That's where it was. Midbat Paran, why is it called Midbat Paran? Shaparav Ravala Yisrael, that's where Klal Yisrael multiplied. Because as Rashi explains, he says he doesn't know where it's from, but that the Medrash says that everybody went home the night after Kabbalah Satorah and lived with had relations with his wife and had a child. It had a son. It's very interesting. The Megadim Chadashim ask if everybody went home that night and had a son, how do we find that Tzlofchad, we know there was a parasha of Tzlofchad, that Tzlofchad had no sons. But if everybody went home after Kabbalah Satar and had a son, how did they not have a son? So he answers that Tzlofchad, what we say, was the Mekayshish, was the person that was Mechal Shabbos. As we've been explaining, Shabbos they already received in Morrow, before Kabbalah Satayra. That means he was already Mechal Shabbos before Kabbalah Satayra, and he was already put to death before Kabbalah Satayra. So that's why he wasn't around when there was Kabbalah Satayra and everybody went home and had a son. That's why, they explains the Megadim Chadashim, he was the only person, they are the only family you find that didn't have any sons, that only had daughters. Because everybody else did survive Kabbalah Satayra, did have relations with their wife that night, and did have sons. Midbar Sinai, Shiyad Sinai L'Kohev Chavim Olav. That's where this Sinai to Goyim came. And Mashmai, what is its real name? Chayiv Shmai. Its real name is Chayiv. Pligid Rav Avua, and this is in disagreement with what Rav Avua said. Damar Rav Avua v'lama nikra ha-chayiv. Why is it called ha-chayiv? Shiyar de chayiv v'l'aydik cham alav. That's where Run came to the Goyim. So we learned in the Mishnah. Menayin shekarish and loshin zahuris. From where do we know that we tie a strip of red wool on the goat that is sent out? Because the Pasuk says, Im yuch ha-toychechem kashonim. Ask the Gemara, Kishanim, what does it say? Plural, Kishanim, Kishanim Yibayalei. It should say in the singular. Amar Yitzchak, Amalan Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, Im Yiyu Chatoichechem, Kishanim Ha'elu, if your sins are like these years, Shesedurus Ubois, Mesheshes Yirei Bereshis Farachshavs, that are constant and continuous from creation, Kishal Gilbinu, they will nevertheless whiten like snow. So the way the Maral explains the Gemara is like this. The Gemara is teaching us the power of tshuva. That even a person, kishonim, for many years, has constantly done averis, still, says the Gemara, kishel gilbinu, there is always the opportunity to do tshuva. Adam and Farshim explain that, you know, in a person's life, there are different times. When he's young, he has different challenges. When he's middle-aged, he has different challenges. When he's old, he has other challenges. Says the Gemara, whatever challenges a person had in his life, and he didn't meet them necessarily, kashela galbinu, he still has the opportunity to do tshuva. Darsh Rava, Ma'ik Sev, L'chuna v'nevchaychu Yom Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, let us reason. L'chuna, what does it say, go? By now, it should say, come. Yom Hashem, what does it say, Hashem will say, Omer Hashem, Yibayalei. It should say, Hashem, said, says the Gemara, lost love of Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell Klal Yisrael, L'chuna Yitzlav Aseichem Yichich Eskem. Go to your forefathers so they could tell you Musa for the Averis you did. V'yom L'fonim, they're going to tell him, Ribbono Shel Olam, Eitz Ami Neilech, to whom should we go? Eitz L'Avram, should we go to Avram, who said, Yudai Toida, that you told him that your children were being Golis, V'lo Bikesh Rachmam Aleinu, and he didn't ask for us to save us from Golis? Eitz Yitzchak Shebirach Es Esav, to Yitzchak, who blessed Esav, and he said to V'ayikish Torah, when Klal Yisrael don't act properly, you'll prevail over them. V'leibikish Rachman Malenu, he didn't damn for us. Etz Yaakov Shar Martalai, Anoich Ered Imcha Mitzrayma, I will descend with you to Egypt. That means that we're going to go into more Golos, not V'noich Elcha Gamola, not only to this Golos will I go with you, but I will go into more Golos. V'leibikish Rachman Malenu, he didn't damn for us. Etz Aminel Chachshav, who do you want us to go to? Yom Hashem. That's what Hashem will say. Yom Hashem, we will say we depend on you. I'm like Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Harav Talisim Atzmachem Bi, since you completely rely on me, Im Yiyu Chatechem Kishanim Kishal Yabinu, then I will forgive your sins. Am Rishpam Anachmein Amram Yonasim. Ma'adik Siv. It says a Pasuk in Yeshaya. Kat Avinu, you are our father. Kavram Lo Yudanu, our father Avram did not know us. Yisrael, when Yaakov lo yikrenu, did not recognize us. At Hashem avinu goleinu me'olim shemecha. You Hashem are our father, our redeemer from always. Lost love of Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avram. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell Avram, b'nechachatuli. Your children have sinned. Amar for Rabbanu Shlaimi machal kedusha shemecha. So he says them they should be destroyed. Amar unsatisfied. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says aim leil Yaakov. I'll tell it to Yaakov. Davle tzar gidol bottom. Because Yaakov had the problem of raising us, so maybe he'll have more of appreciation. Efsh the boy Rachmilei, maybe he'll damn for them. Amalei b'nechachatu, your children sinned. Amalei b'nechachatu, your children sinned. Amalei b'nechachatu, your children should be destroyed. Amalei b'sabei tama, there is neither reason amongst the elders, which means Avram Avinu, who was the first of the others, v'loi b'dardiki, no counsel among the youth. Yaakov was the youngest. Amalei Yitzchak, so he tells to Yitzchak, b'nechachatu, your children sinned. Amalei b'nechachatu, your children sinned. Amalei b'nechachatu, are they mine, not yours? Are they my children, not yours? B'shar shagdimel f'necha nasl nishma. When Klai Yisrael said nasl before nishma, k'roslam b'nei b'chayri, you call them my son, my firstborn. Ach shabonei b'lei b'necha, not my children, not yours. V'oid, kamon chato. Let's figure out how much they sinned. Kamon shnoisu shlodom. How many years does a man live? Shim shana. 70 years. Dal esrim delanches lei. Take away the first 20, a person in Shemayim does not receive punishment for people below 20. As we find in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give a punishment to anybody below 20. Pashal Chamshim. So we have 50 left over. Dal esrim chamish delay. So take away 25 nights. 25 which are nights. Pashal esrim chamish. So we have another 25. Dal tarti saraga palga the tzoliu mechle besikisei. Take away 12 and a half, which is spent davening, eating, or in the bathroom. Partially tati sarapaga, so there's only 12 and a half left. Iat a service kulam mutav. If you're going to shoulder all of them, fine. Mlav palga alai palga lachaf will be a me and a half on you. Vim tim tzoloima kulam alai. If all on me, how krivis nafshi kamach, I'm ready to take it because I was moist and nefesh. Paschu v'amru, so that's what Klai Yisrael said. Ke'ata avinu, you Yitzchak are a true father. Amlam Yitzchak, achi tamasim li, before you praise me, tilsu l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, praise Hashem. Machvay Yitzchak l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and so Yitzchak points out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, beinayu, before their eyes. Miyad nosa neim l'marim, immediately they lift their eyes up to Hashem, v'aymer at Hashem avinu galeinu me'el n'shemecha, you are our father, you are our father, our redeemer. So the Mefarshim point out, first of all, what's palgi alai palgo lech, half and half. So Yitzchak was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two reasons why people do avera. One is because they have a yetzahara, and one is because we live amongst the goyim, and the goyim are a bad influence. So he says to them, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the yetzahara, so that half should come from you. I am the one that gave Yitzchak the bracha. And that's why they get ace of the bracha, and that's why we live amongst goyim. So that half I'll take. Now the Mefarshim ask, the truth is that this Gemara is very difficult to understand, because normally we find that Yitzchak is the one that is midas hadin, that is strict, and here we find that Yitzchak is dafka the one that's midas harachmim. So some say that the reason is because Yitzchak was the person that was ready to be Moisa Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. And because Yitzchak was the one that was ready to be Moisa Nefesh, Mesiris Nefesh is the most important Midah, and that is the Midah through which we can be saved. Others say that Yitzchak was the one that always had Rachmanis, even on children that did not act properly. How do we find this? We find that Avram Avinu asked Yishmael to leave his home. We find that Yaakov curses the children that did not act properly. Yitzchak had Rachmanis on Esav. Farshim say that's pshat what the pasuk says for Yev Yitzchak as Esav. Yitzchak loved Esav. So everybody asks, how could have Yitzchak loved Esav? Esav was a rasha. So he says kitzayid befiv, because Yitzchak knew that by loving Esav, he'll have tzayid b'piv, he'll be able to have a very good answer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we say, Yitzaveh tzur chazdoi ki loisav l'kabitz. How will we be worthy of ki loisav l'kabitz to come out of Golis? Yitzaveh tzur chazdoi ki loisav l'kabitz is the Rosh Tevis Yitzchak. Here the Gemara says that when you think about it, the person's entire life, he spends 12 and a half years is all that we have a time to do what's right, which is obviously very little time. So the Mefarshim say, Yiras Hashem Toisef Yomim, that a person who's a Yiras Shemayim doesn't only serve Hashem when he's learning, he also serves Hashem when he's working, because he's working to earn money so he can do mitzvahs. He serves Hashem when he's sleeping so he should have kayach to do mitzvahs. He serves Hashem when he's eating. So Yiras Hashem, a person who acts with Yiras Shemayim, Taisif Yomim, gives you more days than just these mere 12 and a half years that the Gemara just referred to. Says the Gemara, Amar Chir bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Roi ho Yaakov Vino leired l'Mitzrayim b'shal shalor shabazel. Yaakov Vino should have gone down to Mitzrayim in iron chains. El shchusoy garmaloi, the great merit helped him escape this. Tiksir b'chevli odom em shechem, I will, with ropes of a man, I will draw him to Egypt, but afsois ahava, with braids of love. Ve'elam k'mrimei oil, I will beat them as those who lift a yoke alachayim on their jaws. V'eit elav achol, and I will extend to them the strength to bear the galus. First, say, what were the threads that pulled them down? Either they were threads of the ksinus pasim that he made for Yosef, or they were love, the chains of love that that existed between Yaakov and Yosef that got Yaakov to go down to Mitzrayim.